Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Just that tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do here this night and forevermore. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this up to clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight. Let the word of God go forth with clarity and hallelujah, with clarity, that it may be heard and received with grateful hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And the word of God reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we appreciate and thank God, hallelujah, for everything that he has done thus far and will do. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about you are chosen and handpicked by God. You are chosen and handpicked by God. We thank God for this opportunity through the use of the internet in order to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God because he seeing fit that we are still here in the land of the living. We are still here being able to preach and teach God's word. Lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Why is that the Lord would just crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we bring forth the word of God here tonight. Here we see in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the prophet Jeremiah getting a word from the Lord. And here the word says, I formed thee in the wombs, in the womb. I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. God was reassuring Jeremiah, the prophet, about that he knew him before he even came out of his mother's womb. In other words, it was preordained before time was God knew about Jeremiah, that he would ordain him to be a prophet unto the nation. This is only one example, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how God used people according to the time, even before time began. He knew us. He knew us. He knew all about us, even in the present. You are chosen and handpicked by God. So God, you have been chosen to be separate from the rest of the world. God have given every believer of Christ the responsibility to the world to intercede for them in prayer. Yes, the word intercede means to plead or pray on someone else's behalf. To plead or to pray on someone else's behalf. Here we see in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, the because of the verse says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. To pray in good times. To pray in bad times. To pray always, not always audibly or speaking, praying out loud, praying with an attitude, a mindset of being prayerful 24/7. Yes, believer in Christ, God is the one who chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is our creator. He have made us in his image. God knows all about you and I, as individuals. He knew about us before he even formed us. God knows you as a believer in Christ. He knows you better than you know yourself. Yes, beloved, God chose you. You do not have to be super skilled in anything. Sometime in life, we feel like leftovers. Even now in 2022. But do not let most people try to fool you. We all have struggles. Some people hide them better than others. We all have our own issues that we have to overcome. In the midst of all this, God says, I have chosen you. Yes, the God of the universe, the God that sits high and looks low, the God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe said, I chose you, and you are mine. You are on my team. I want you. You are my first round pick. Yes, man may reject you, but God wants you on his team. So we, as believers in Christ, ought to be grateful as we approach the Thanksgiving week, which we, the holiday season, Thanksgiving, giving thanks to God, because we know every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness, no shadow of turning. Yes, beloved, nobody in God's sight is a leftover. Everybody is a somebody in God's kingdom. I'm going to say that again. Everybody is a somebody in God's kingdom. There is no big eyes and little U's in God's kingdom. That is not how God works. That is not how Jesus worked also. Remember, in 2022, you are chosen and handpicked by God. This teaching tonight should be an encouragement. Even during this pandemic, even during these dark times that we are living in, God still is in the soul-saving business. God still is able, willing, and ready. He has chosen you for such a time as this and have handpicked you himself. So, believer of Christ, part of your spiritual blessing is that you have been chosen by God, chosen before the creation of this world. And the intent is that you would be holy as God is holy. This literally means that you would be different, set apart, so that you would be like Christ. Remember what I said in the beginning? That God has chosen you and handpicked you by himself. Here we see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, it says, it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That is the style of life you are supposed to live while you're here on this earth, meaning that you are different. You are set apart by God so that you can be more like Jesus Christ, so that the world can see Jesus in you and through you. Yes, beloved, it is a huge responsibility, but we are also given the power to accomplish this through God. Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Child of God, you are made pure through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been cleansed by God and washed of your sinfulness so that you could not stand before God. You see, the Apostle Paul reminds us and let us know in Ephesians 1, verse 4, and it says, which says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This means that God looks at us as unblemished, without spot or defect. We are spiritually blameless, unblemished from the marring effect of sin. Yes, we are faultless and unblameable. Here, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Romans here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening, those that need a word of encouragement tonight. In Romans 8, verse 1, it says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Bible also let us know that those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. In order to please God, in order to be on the Lord's side, we are to come to him in faith. Bible says in Hebrew 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. See, we are reminded in the book of Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. We must, at this hour in 2022, we must put God first in everything we say and do. Put him first, and we won't wind up shut. Put him as priority in our lives. Yes, beloved, the God of the universe did not send Jesus to condemn us, but God sent Jesus so that we could confess our sins and be cleansed. And because we have been cleansed, there is now no condemnation for us in Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight and be listening at a later date, it was Jesus Christ who took the punishment for you and I on Calvary's cross. He was nailed to the old rugged cross. He was lifted high and stretched wide. He was pierced in his side where water and blood came trembling down. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. Jesus was the one who was not sinless, and he became sin for you and I, for all, so that we could stand before God pure and blameless and righteous in God's eye, all because we said yes to Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there be no remission of sin because of Jesus, be the anointed one, the sinful one, the sinless one. He qualified to become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He, the one that didn't say a mumbling word all the way to Calvary's cross. He's the one that did lay, hallelujah, that did place a crown of thorns on his head. They whipped him with a cat of nine tails. They stripped him, hallelujah, flesh from his back. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that is our set example, so we as followers his can walk our path afterwards. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are, you have been chosen and handpicked by God. Beloved, we were chosen in him, chosen in Jesus Christ by God. You see, believer in Christ, God put us and Christ together in his plan. As a result of this, we are blessed. We are chosen because God loved us. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus died for us, and God not consider us holy and blameless. Yes, God chose you to be his. You are his child, and you are adapted into God's family. Yes, we, as Abraham's seed, was drafted in into the beloved family of God. God's people, by nature, was the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. But we, as Gentiles, been drafted in into the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we are entitled to the inheritance that God has for us. So we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. And the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. So children, child of God, because you have been adopted into God's family, you get all rights and benefits. God reminds us as his children that no matter what, he loves us. We are his children, and we are holy and blameless in his eyes. We are blessed, and we are chosen. We are wanted by God. Excuse me. We are wanted by God. We are loved by him. We are handpicked by God Almighty. See, God is the one who have chosen you. God is the one who have handpicked you. God loves and values you. You are an important part of his kingdom work. Yes, believer of Christ, God chosen us from the beginning for salvation. Yes, before the beginning of time, God looked into the future and he saw you and chose you to obtain his salvation, which means that when Jesus Christ was on the cross, you really was on his mind. Believers of Christ, we are chosen for God's glory. Believers of Christ, we need each and every day of our lives to find time during our busy schedule to find time to be with God in his presence. So we, our responsibility as followers of his, followers of Christ, is for us to make this life that we live in important and with priority to seek God, to seek him while he may be found, to seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the eclogue of the of Matthew 6, verse 33. This is the key to life as we know it. This is God's will for our lives. This is God's will that never runs dry and is always available, and its resources to our disposal. Yet the Bible says in John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Again, John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So child of God, Jesus' life and words are both absolute revelation of God and what God wants. Remember, you are chosen and handpicked by God. God loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself in 2022. So beloved, remember this, that true disciples of Christ do more than just believe what Jesus said. They let Jesus' word abide in them also. See, the word abide implies to have an intimate knowledge of what a person has said. The words should become a vital part of the way a believer lives. So Jesus' word abide in us when we know what he said and did. And when we are, and when we as followers of his allow those words and action to affect the way we live. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, you are chosen and handpicked by God. Yes, you are chosen and handpicked by God, even now in 2022.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real. It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. It doesn't change in your life. You need to live for real. Live it for real.
with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Indeed, God wants us as followers of Christ to live a life that is real in his sight, that we can be a blessing to somebody along the way while we're here on planet Earth. Well, we just hope and pray that every child of God that takes a walk with him seriously would consider and be encouraged here tonight about you are chosen and handpicked by God. We just want, before we go any further, we just want to take the time out just to thank those, excuse me, just to thank those that have tuned in tonight. And we just pray that God would just continuously bless you and keep you and your family safe during these times that we are living in. We don't want to touch and agree with you on what you are believing God for, and if it's in line with his will and his timing, that the Lord would grant you your requests. But we always have to remember that God knows what is best. Sometimes we want things that we think that we need, but God knows what we need. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as born-again believers are chosen by God and handpicked by him even before time begun. God knew you. Just like what he said about Jeremiah, that he knew him while he was in his mother's womb. And he had ordained him to be a prophet to many nations. You and I don't know the future. But one thing that we can do in these times that we are living in is put our hand in the master's hand and let him lead, guide, and direct us towards the destiny that he has preordained for us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it should be encouragement here tonight to know and be reminded according to Peter 2 verse 9 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Only God can call you. Hallelujah. A true believer is one that have been called by God. A true follower of Christ is one that have acknowledged the fact that there was a sinner and came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, realizing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of what the word says in John 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus set the bar for us to follow. He made a way. He is that the one that pioneered Christianity because of the sinless that he did for us. He was walked upon this earth, tempted in all areas, but yet sin not. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God gave us his best. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ. And we as followers of Christ should give our best to God. Because he has chosen us and handpicked us for such a time as this. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, by reading and memorizing scriptures, you take in God's word. By obeying, as you indicate that the word abide, Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So children of God, we learn from Jesus' actions and teaching what to do in our life while we're here. We also learn from Jesus' response how we should respond when we are faced with tribulation, trials that come about in our lives to mature us that we may grow. We also learn from Jesus' compassion, how we as followers of his should love others. We also learn from Jesus' obedience, how we should submit to God. Yes, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. We also learn from Jesus' self-control on how to stay pure and strong. Bible says here in John 12, verse 50, Jesus says, I know that his commandment leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father have told me to say. So don't let go of Jesus' word through the gospel. Yes, beloved, Jesus defined friendship in turn of obedience. Yes, Christian friendship is more than a casual acquaintance. Christian friendship, it is a partnership of mutual esteem and affection. Jesus, he elevates his disciples and followers of his above being mere tools and make us partners in his work. Yes, beloved, the result of us abiding in Christ and being transformed by his word is productiveness. We are ready to bear fruit. Child of God, the proof of discipleship is fruit bearing. I'm going to say that again. Child of God, the proof of discipleship is fruit bearing. And by their fruit, you will recognize them. Just as Jesus was glorified by God, by his life, so are the disciples of Christ to glorify God by their life. Yes, we as believers in Christ have to live a life that is pleasing to God, to God's sight, a life that is changed. In other words, the things we used to do, we don't do no more. The places where we used to go, we don't go no more. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So love, the agape love of God, it is necessary for us to walk in God's love, that we may cross paths with people and look beyond that fault and see the need. You see, love is the relationship that unites the disciples to Christ, as branches are united to a vine. The child of God, Jesus' intent is that the disciples' life should be both quick and happy rather than burdensome and boring. You see, prayer is what links us to fruit bearing, which in turn links us to obedience. Prayer is what links us to fruit bearing, which in turn links us to obedience. Yes, again, brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, make your time with God the most part of your life. Be bold and happy to be in his presence, because in his presence is where there is life. In his presence is where needs are being taken care of. In his presence is where deliverance and healing take place. Bible says that in the book of Matthew 22, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Remember, you are chosen and handpicked by God. Bible says in the book of John, the 15th chapter, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordain you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. God chosen his servant. You do not choose yourself. Yes, God knows all of his chosen servants. Yes, God knows only those who he have chosen. So, beloved, remember this always, that God creates every person for a specific assignment on this earth. So as believers of Christ, we who are chosen by God are valued to him and responsible to God. Yes, those who have been chosen by God are valued to him. We as believers in Christ have been blessed by God with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Again, we are reminded in the scripture that the elect are individuals who have been chosen and handpicked by God to be saved. We were chosen because of God's grace. Yes, the Bible, the doctrine of election requires humility, and it also eliminates boasting on our part. Election is not random because God knows. He knew everything about every person he elected. Scripture emphasizes both about divine election and human. John 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You are chosen and handpicked by God. You see, election is the guarantee that there will be some evangelistic success in reaching people for Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, election is not based on God's foreknowledge of our faith. God chose us simply because he decided to bestow his love upon us. So children of God, we were chosen because of Christ's work. God chose us in Christ. Jesus was the one anointed to be humanity's Savior. Without Christ and his cross, there could be no salvation. And without salvation, there wouldn't be no election. So beloved, we were chosen in eternity past. So people of God, the God of all creation saved us and called us to a holy call, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ before the ages began. Yes, beloved, we, as followers of Jesus, were chosen for a purpose. See, God chose us so that we should be holy and blameless before him. This is the purpose of our election. to be holy means to be very unique. Like here in 2022, when we look around, there's sin all around us. Yes, believers of Christ, we ought to reflect God's character in our lives. Because, beloved, we who have been chosen by God are responsible to God. We may have been overlooked by everyone, but we were handpicked by God as believers in Christ. As believers in Christ, we are God's chosen people. As God's chosen, we must understand that we are in this world, but not of this world. This world is only temporary, and the world is steady decaying at a rapid pace. But we are handpicked and set apart by God. We are people who obey and experience God's grace. Beloved, as followers of Christ, we are destined for a better place. So the Bible says in Hebrews 4 chapter, verse 15 through 16, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So, beloved, as a royal priesthood, we can present our prayer directly to God any time of the day or night. When we have a need, we can come directly to God in prayer. So we are a chosen people, handpicked, who are a holy nation. To be holy is to be set apart. There is to be something different about us. We are set aside on purpose and created for a purpose. We are to be a light as followers of Christ in a world of darkness. Yes, people of God, remember this, that this world that we live in is only a temporary residence for us as born-again believers. We are as pilgrims who are just passing through, and our citizenship is in heaven, and we should live according to the rules of heaven, set apart to God for God's purpose. We are a people belonging to God. We are his possession. You see, God has full right to us as followers of Christ, because he created and he redeemed us. We are his. We belong to him. Just like the potter who determines what he wants to do with a lump of clay, so as our Father decides what to do with us, because we belong. So, beloved, know this. The Lord is God, and it is he who have made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. We are chosen and handpicked by God. See, God have called us, chosen us, and redeemed us for a purpose. God has a clear, distinguished purpose for us. It is not to have a lot of fun or to build a big family or to see how much money you can make or how many things you can accumulate. No, we as God's people are chosen purpose to praise and to declare the praises of our God. So child of God, always be prepared to advertise for Jesus. You are in networking marketing. So as a believer of Christ, look forward to talk about Jesus in any and every situation. Yes, God has given us, as his people, a destiny. He has called us out of darkness into a marvelous light. He has rescued us from eternal damnation and separation from him. And he has given us an eternal inheritance in heaven. Yes, believers in Christ, you are chosen and handpicked by God. We just hope and pray there was something that we're saying here tonight that will bring an encouraging word for you during your Christian journey here on planet Earth. Remember, you are chosen and handpicked by God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. From this night forward, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. And we thank him tonight for everything he has done, will do in our lives in 2022. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message today, that you gleaned some information that you can add to your life and share with others. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday evening and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love to have them. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I-B, as in boy, E-A-U-X, as x-ray, or Lisa Thibaut. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great weekend. God bless. We love you, and so does God. Amen. Have a good night.